Alice Phoebe Lou is her name. She is, I am sad to say, but I do understand, a Berlin-based South African singer-songwriter. She's back in Cape Town. She grew up in Komiki and pretty much after school started to make a career, first as a busker in Berlin, and now incredibly successful with 4 studio albums, 3 EPs, 2 live albums, a Best Song nomination for the Oscar Short Film Awards a couple of years ago. She is a big, big star. She did a concert at the Biscuit Mill on Friday night. It was obviously sold out, and I hope that she's about to tell us that she's going to do at least one more before she heads back to Berlin. Hello, Alice.
Hello, John. It's so nice to be here.
Do you still firewalk ever?
Look, that was my first introduction into
showbiz.
Doing any kind of, yeah, exactly, showbiz. That's how I started trying to make money on the streets with performance. And it was quite a wild ride. But I much prefer playing songs on the street. And I still do.
As I say, you still do. I mean, you probably don't have to, but it's something that obviously you enjoy doing. I don't think it does much to sort of push up your profile as a musician anymore, but you must do it because you love doing it.
Yeah, it's such a nice way to connect with a city. And it's one of the reasons I fell in love with Berlin is the use of public space and creating art in public spaces. I just really love that feeling and surprising someone with a concert. So I still play in the parks in Berlin when I can in the summer. And it also really helps your performance on stage as well, because you learn a lot on the street performing that you wouldn't be able to learn in more formal concert spaces.
Like what?
Well, it's a lot about human dynamics and, you know, creating a space that's like warm and comfortable that people want to come inside, you know. And I think that that's such an important part of a concert, and something that I struggled with a little bit at this recent concert in Cape Town is when people are talking or disrupted or kind of chaotic because they're, you know, all together socializing and trying to really permeate like an energy that brings everyone together and focuses them on one thing, which is something you don't really experience outside of music, is this space where 1,000 people are all kind of focused on something. And it's such a beautiful kind of communion to be a part of. And so playing on the street really shows you how to wrap people up and like welcome them into this bubble you're creating on a busy street or a park or whatever. So it's quite a beautiful thing.
And when you do this performance in a park in Berlin, do a lot of people recognize you? Does a sort of buzz go around on social media, Alice Phoebe Lou's playing in Park X, and people gather to watch you? What kind of dynamic
is
that?
That's kind of how it goes down now. When I started, it was just something I did for my daily bread. I played every day on the street almost. And now it's kind of, I've put it in the park because it's a little easier, more manageable with bigger crowds. And I just always put it on up on Instagram the morning of or the night before, and people just show up in the hundreds. And some people are taking the train from Poland to come to Berlin in the morning, you know, so it's like quite a different experience to how I started out.
Yeah, I'm happy to take the train from Cape Town, but unfortunately the train's on running, so you'd have to put up the Instagram notification about 3 weeks before the concert.
A little while earlier, yeah.
And are people still putting money in it? Do you still put a hat out and people put money in it?
I do. And what's amazing is, because, you know, some people are like, wow, it's so noble that you still play on the street. And actually, it's also financially a really good move. Like, I love doing it, but it's not all that selfless. I do manage to sell quite a lot of records and CDs and all sorts of things, T-shirts on the street. And, you know, there's a lot of people passing through Berlin in the summer, traveling from out of town. It's quite a popular destination. So people will find themselves in Berlin and just, you know, randomly there'll be a concert of mine and they'll pull through. And it's just, yeah, it's a beautiful thing. And I love that it's still happening.
Colin says you still owe him homework from Standard 6.
Oh, my God. Hi, Colin. I remember Colin. Wonderful teacher. Okay. Wonderful teacher.
And were you in the habit of not doing your homework because you were too busy?
Look, being music. I guess so. I was a rebel, but I managed to get things done at school as well, I hope.
I've been very interested in what you as sort of. Well, I mean, does one call it a side hustle? Strong Boy, the songs that you've released with your regular keyboard player. Why did you get into that? And what's the sort of direction of the Strong Boy part of your musical career?
Yeah, so I'm glad that you know Strong Boy. Zeev is my keyboard player and my best friend, and we always wanted to make music in a different capacity together outside of Alice Phoebe Lou and my songs and my story. And we kind of got this thing together, and it really was just such an amazing feeling to be able to make music outside of my, you know, persona, my who I am to other people, my history. You know, when your name is
you're
also
a
your
very
artist
confessional
name.
Artist. I mean, yeah, in exactly. The music you do as Alice Phoebe Lou, yeah.
Yeah, I speak a lot about really personal things, but hopefully quite relatable things. But they're very, very intimate, and so to be able to put on this other thing and just be able to express other parts of myself and more kind of out there, you know, eccentric parts of myself, then it's just been a really good discovery of how to create music outside of who, you know, my story, my history, who I am. It's been amazing. I enjoy it so much, and it's just a space that we cross genres and try everything, and there's no rules. So for both of us, it's quite a creative release.
You are going to do a couple more concerts, at least, are you, while you're in Cape Town this trip?
So we locked it in this morning. It's all very last minute, but people have been knocking. So we are going to be doing two concerts, and they're both on Sunday at the HCC Star Theatre, which is the old Fugard.
Yeah.
And that's Sunday the 29th. There's going to be one at 5 p.m., one at 8 p.m., and the tickets are at my website, alicephoebelew.com, and people can join us there. And it's nice because the concert on Friday was incredible. We also raised money for Saki Bartman and Ray Crisis, both really good charities. And it brought a lot of people together, a lot of excitement, a lot of energy. Amazing other musicians played, Club Valley and Kujenga. But this one is going to be in a theater, a little bit more of a formal setting, a bit more of a listening concert. So I'm really looking forward to that experience as well.
And tickets via alicephoebelew.com. And I've enjoyed talking to you so much. I haven't left myself enough time to play the whole of one of my favorite songs of yours, Underworld. But just to give people who don't know Alice Phoebe Lou a taste of what you do, and I'm sure they'll start rushing to buy tickets. Lovely to chat to you, and I look forward to seeing you on
you
stage
too.
On
it's been
Sunday.
A pleasure. I've heard your voice since I was a kid, and it's I'm pretty starstruck. It's wonderful to be here. Thank you.
Oh boy, I don't have to work again for the rest of the year after that. Alice Phoebe Lou, thank you so much.